The government is making some progress in modernizing its IT infrastructure. How adequate that progress is depends on who you talk to. For an update on how the government is doing in areas like data center consolidation and the move to cloud, we called one of our favorite experts. Karen Evans is the director of the U.S. Cyber Challenge and the former e-government administrator. Ms. Evans was also a panelist at this year's FOSSI conference. She hosted a panel outlining the federal IT agenda for 2012 and beyond. Hi, Karen. Welcome back to Federal News Radio.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us. Let's start off with data center consolidation, I suppose. You talked about this on the panel, I'm sure. What are some of the things that are being done right and aren't being done right when it comes to data center consolidation right now?
So one of the things that we will be talking about, because this is for the upcoming FOSSI.
Oh, my apologies, yes.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm doing the big plug. I want to get all your listeners to come out to the conference, so that they can hear about what's going to be happening with the 2012 agenda. So on the panel, we're supposed to have Richard Spires, who's the Federal CIO Council Vice Chair, and Dave McClure, who's in charge of citizen services from General Services Administration, and Ron Ross, who is with the National Institutes of Standards and Technology. So between the three of them, they are going to tell you what's happening on data center consolidation and the standards and cybersecurity issues. And I'm supposed to ask all the really probing questions that your listeners want to know what's happening and how this is going to work.
Excellent. So what other topics do you envision covering there at that panel?
Well, one of the big questions that I think everybody really wants to know is, you know, are cloud services going to be able to work, and how is, for example, FedRAMP, which is the other standards associated with going into the cloud services, and that's what Ron and Dave McClure are working on, and how CIOs are actually then going to take those data consolidation center activities, the applications, and how they're going to move them into cloud services while they're securing their data and providing the services for the citizens. So I know a lot of people really want to hear that. They want to hear about mobile computing, mobile devices, telework. How can you provide those services in this ever-changing environment? And then most importantly is, while you're doing all this, the pressures of the budget. How can you deliver this with the pressures that are on the federal budget right now?
All right. What else are you looking forward to at FOSSI this year, or this session? I guess it's more than once a year.
Well, I'm looking to hear some of the other sessions that are coming up, because I know they have a lot of different things on there. This one, I know people are really interested in, because it's really going to be about the standards, how the CIO Council is going to implement these types of things. What are the cloud-based technology types of standards? What are the best practices? Who has moved things to the cloud services? And really, is there really cost savings? Can we really gain savings? And what happens when you close down these data centers? You know, what do you do with the workforce? How are you realizing the savings? Or are you just moving the cost to another area? I mean, we really have to be able to quantify these to show that there are savings for the taxpayers.
All right. Give us one more plug on the whens and the wheres of the FOSSI conference this year.
Well, this is supposed to be set up for July the 20th. This panel is around the lunchtime on July the 20th, which is a Wednesday at FOSSI, and it is the premier computer event for Washington, D.C. There's all kinds of activities that will be there, and I know that people won't be disappointed if they show up for the conference.
All right. We will post more information on this at federalnewsradio.com. Karen, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for letting me plug my panel. Everybody needs to come out and see it.